Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore!
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers?
Oh my god, here again.
Alright, well, we've got Ed Bowling opposite me. He is the conservative, or the liberal, rather. And so his opinions will suck.
I'm the one that thinks they're crazy.
And
I don't know, whatever category that is.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm a realist.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll get to that. But however, supporting my side of the contingency is Rachel Lay.
Yes.
You might know her from VH1's Saddle Ranch.
Yes. And you know, he thinks they're crazy, but this is like my family.
You grew up in Jersey, so we get
sure did.
There you go.
We're going to have questions for that.
Oh, yes, we will.
And
answers.
Kevin K-Wow Undergaro, our usual host, will be joining us momentarily, as will Roxy Rookie Stryer. Roxy is just finishing up a class. Boring. I'd much rather prefer she's getting drunk right now to come here. But anyway, nevertheless, and I'm Phil, the Thrill Svitek, with DJ Jesse Jandy in the booth. And the title of this episode is "And the Wall Won," which it really did.
Oh my god, is that the title?
That is the title.
That fits.
I mean, so we basically pick up from last week, and the Sitch just headbutts the wall.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I'm sorry. The situation has deserved to get his ass kicked the entire 3 years his damn show has been.
I agree with that.
So, God bless the wall, and thank you very much. Now, I'm a little upset that it wasn't Ronnie, because I personally like Ronnie. But at the same time, Muscles...
Well, now, wait a minute. We talked about that. We got gypped. The previews, the way it was set up, was we fully expected that Ronnie was going to clean a clock, namely the situations, and that's why he got put in the hospital, and we actually felt bad for both. We felt bad for Mike and for Ronnie because you know he's going to feel bad after, like he always does. But yeah, they gypped us.
I was very upset. My hopes were let down.
Wait. We have a very special guest in the house tonight.
Kevin K-Wow Undergaro is here. All right.
Let's
get him.
Special guest stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. So we just started on the situation.
It's the boss over here.
And I was going to bring up the point that you made, how MTV kept. This was the best kept secret ever.
I can't even believe it. Nice job. Well, you know, they were teasing it. Pauly was teasing an interview saying it's not what you think. And you'll see. But, I mean, is that the most amazing thing you've ever seen?
Oh, my God.
I mean, driving his head into a wall.
Like
it's like it was a curve. It was comedy. I mean, just amazing. He is unbelievable. Yeah. I love him.
I'm going to have to agree with you. That actually made my week.
Right?
Ed absolutely hates everyone. Rachel thinks situation deserves to get beat up.
Hell yeah.
Well, he does. He does. He does deserve to get beat up, period, end of story. I mean, he causes trouble on purpose.
He does.
And then he denies it later or plays it down later. He's the worst.
No, he's a yenta. He's
like
an
old terrible
lady.
19-year-old sorority girl.
Yes, he is like a sorority girl.
Yeah.
But the debate goes back and forth. Is this because he's been in the house for, it's just wearing him down. Because I always say, if you see him from the beginning.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Beginning of every season to the end, he's really worn out by the end and he's at his worst. This season, from the beginning, he was at his worst, but he came into this almost burnt out.
So I believe that's Roxy Rookie Stryer.
All right, so get that dope in here. But, but you know, is it that, or is it the fact that he has, by his own admission, said that his job is to create good television, good drama? And he says this in his interviews. He's like, listen, we have no TV.
Yeah.
We have one phone. And that's your job, is every day to be on that show and to make drama.
Well, he does a good job of it.
So,
sorry guys, we just had the pizza man come. You know, we just hung over and freaking had to deal with that.
So. All right. But listen, you guys, do you think, I mean, with this situation, I'm hitting his head into a wall. Like,
maybe it'll knock some sense into him.
Remember last week and all the alleges we threw out?
Yeah.
We were very concerned because last week your partner in crime,
yeah.
Cammie,
yeah,
and Roxy and Christina, we had three hardcore partiers here, all claiming, alleging that there's a lot of artificial substances being used by these people.
Oh yeah,
okay. Across the board.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so for him to react in that way and to drive his head into, I mean. A concrete wall.
He didn't know it was concrete, according to him, which I agree. I mean, I believe him. I believe he didn't know. I think he did really hit himself really hard. Okay, I think he did that. So I think that, like, all bets are off when it comes to that one. He because remember, the second time he went and hit the wall again, that's what he wishes he would have done the first time. He was just trying to throw a fit and, you know, scare Ronnie or make it seem like he's crazy. That's all he did. When he saw Ronnie going crazy, throwing all of his stuff out, he decided, okay, I got to throw a fit like I'm a crazy man and make this guy think twice about fighting me.
Do you know what that's called?
It's called, this is what steroids do to your do to your mind and your body.
Well,
like,
so that's, well, that's, I guess it's another subject. I agree with you. I think it's pattern interruption.
Yeah.
It was his way of like acting a fool to try to get the attention off the fight because he was scared. He didn't want to fight him.
No, he didn't want to fight him. And the first thing he tried was to the calm. He's like, Ron, I don't get involved in relationships, Ron. You know, and he kept, and then he just changed it when he saw that, you know, Ron was gone. He was really, really escalated. He changed it up.
And he drives his head into a wall. And then he goes to the...
At least he wised up the second time he went for the wall.
But okay.
Because he's like, come at me, bro, come at me. And then he goes for the wall again, but this time
no,
he making
put,
sure
yeah.
there's padding, i.e. his hands.
Yeah, you're right. He did. He blocked it. If you notice their battle, it was scary because I don't want to see these guys out, but kind of a little bit of a girl fight.
Oh,
if
okay,
you really
yeah.
broke it down,
yes, yes.
a
okay.
lot of this, did you see?
Or like picking up and... throwing, it's honestly, I've
but
never been in a fight
no,
like that in my
but
life.
But there was no like clenched fist. Like.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. The problem is you get Mike saying, again, he's fake. He says what works at the time. Afterwards, he says, I wouldn't hesitate to fight, and Ronnie wouldn't hesitate. That's all they did was hesitate. The whole thing was a big hesitation. That's all it was. It was a
you
bunch of dancing around
I,
nothing.
I actually enjoyed seeing the security come out and pin them.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
I want to actually, I'm going to play for your team, Kevin. I kind of feel like this, I feel like I'm going with your family synopsis
okay.
of how they all look at each other as a family.
And they do.
And I kind of feel like the reason we didn't get that big of a fight is because Ronnie, I think as much as he wanted to hit him, I think he knows what he's capable of doing. So, and normally, typically in a fight, when you do the wrestling and all that, it's because you just have so much aggression, you don't want to, like, physically hurt them. But, like, you can toss them around a bit and give them a scare. So I think that's why we didn't get the fight that we wanted to get.
You think he thinks it would end his tenure on the show?
Because, I mean, remember when he fought on the boardwalk, he was real quick to throw that punch.
Right. And that was also years ago
right.
when he had less to lose.
I think it's like a little man syndrome. I don't think Ronnie can fight. I don't.
Oh,
I think the muscles, he puts but, a front, a nice front, but no.
Yeah, and Paulie D explained it to us, right?
I'm
yeah. I agree.
You're like,
I agree. Like,
this one's really, you've been around, huh? Seriously.
Yeah, she's like, that's not like any fight I've ever been in.
Because if you see, because when you see him throw punches, he's throwing like overhands like a girl. He's like clawing. Like when you, if you, when we see the, when you see the tape, and again, he's, anyway, I'll probably get drilled by the guy at a VIP.
Hey, honey, I'll be security. I think I could do a number on that one instead of Ronnie.
Now, DJ Jesse's right. They don't want to hurt each other. They just want to. They want to basically play, you know, a game of arms. They just want to punch and scrap, but they don't really want to hurt.
But Jesse, you don't think if he's got roid rage, he has so much animosity against this kid because this the situation is the most popular, the most successful guy in the show. Maybe Snooki's close. And it's eaten away at him for years. And, you know, Paulie admitted that. It was something that, you know, Maria Menounos had said, you know, season one. And, you know, it was something I always brought up last season and the season before. Got a lot of crap from my co-hosts. No. I'm like, no.
What, that Ronnie's jealous of the situation?
He's jealous of his career.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
No, yes. Oh,
no way.
Are you kidding me?
But, no to way.
To that, we've also, while they were out in Italy.
Ed, are you serious?
They're actually
admitting it, though. They admitted it this whole episode.
Look, Ronnie doesn't have enough. Look, we already talked about it before, too. We know that Ronnie could have a brand. He could be doing all. He didn't even have sense enough to do his own thing of what he's got.
Yeah, because he can't figure it out. Listen, situation, you gotta laugh. It's hilarious. Hilarious that he called his stomach the situation. It's amazing that he created Gym Tan Laundry. This stuff's hilarious.
It's very original.
I doubted
Rachel.
It's genius.
Never doubted a tattooed Italian.
Yeah. So sorry.
Yeah. Vinny said it best. Ronnie's trying to collect his thoughts. I forget the full quote, but basically,
Ronnie's trapped in his head and he can't get out, so he wants to flee.
Yeah. And Ronnie doesn't have any thoughts. You see,
that's thank his you.
Problem. No, but that's the problem.
Including jealousy.
But that's why you say he needs a brand and all that. He should be doing. He doesn't know how to do
he
that.
He doesn't know how to do
he
that.
Can't
listen,
it out.
You guys. There's only so many for every Bethany Frankel who knows how to monetize this, who knows how to do something with it. There's how many others in the reality business that they get their 50 minutes, and just because someone, you know, saw them out at a club or they came for an audition and said, you know what, I really like them, they're charismatic, I want to bring them in, I want to do something with them, great, we can make. I mean, pretty much, I feel everyone has a story, and I think a good producer can tell that story. Some people have better stories than others, and then of all those people, there are very few that know how to monetize and break out, a la Bethany Frankel. And I have to say, like, to the situation. And Snooki on this show and some of the other smaller ones have done well with it. Will it last forever? You know, no, and to be debated. But he's done a good job with it. And I know that – and Ronnie just doesn't have that he doesn't have that ability.
I think you're right there. I think the difference is the person. I mean, I don't think the situation is this super smart marketing person. I think that's just the you know, who he is. He's just being himself up there.
Right.
He's a guy that would actually get up and say that stuff, and he does.
He's funny, I guess.
No, it's hilarious. It's hilarious, and I think I saw him on Conan, okay, and he was all by himself. None of the other cast was on there. He was interviewed, Mike's situation. So that was an example of him getting more, you know, fame and everything than everybody else. But he was completely like over the top, obnoxious and self centered and everything. You know, the same way he is here, but even more so. And that was probably the only time where I felt like. And then this season a lot, too, where he's really playing it up for the camera. He's going over and, like, I mean, his voice, I don't have the deepest voice in the world, but his voice is squeaky.
Yeah. And he's like, that guy didn't hurt me.
No, I know.
You don't see anything on this pretty face.
Yeah, see, I'm too pretty. I'm like, dude, come on. It's pretty bad to
me. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I'm not about that. But, God, you know, when I, on a side note, a little my ADD kicking in. Do you notice that that outside like patio that they sit in?
It's disgusting.
All their bare feet, like just like 1,000 cigarette butts on the ground. Like, does anyone?
I didn't see that.
Oh, I did.
That's okay.
Ew.
It's right.
Have you seen their rooms in the past? See, like, look at that.
Okay, but a messy
entire
room.
House is trash.
Right? No, it's a trash. But then when I saw that, like, I was seeing actual garbage
and then
cigarette
Dina's
butts
dirty
on
the, feet.
And they're all like bare. Wait, so I'm not the only one?
No,
I was like, God, I think I may have OCD, that. Like I can't handle it. Jesse, what? That's okay with you?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, So anyway, so just a sidebar. Well,
but I also want to say this about Ronnie. He also had a court case when he was out in Italy.
That is a great point. And so he's in Italy.
Remember, they didn't know if they were even going to get him for the season.
Because
they had
the court case back in the States.
Yes. From what, fighting or something?
Yes. Yeah. It was domestic abuse, was it?
Not
fighting, grabbing and picking up. That was his offense. He grabbed somebody and picked him up.
Domestic violence with who? No, Sammy the Crybaby.
No, he punched somebody.
No,
it was
that first season fight. That's what he.
But not the boardwalk fight. It was the one where he punched out the guy straight up.
Straight up, and
the guy fell.
And the police came. Yeah.
And he ran.
And he ran. He's this guy, kid's got issues. I mean, we've said it before. If he's not cuddling with Sam, he's having he's drinking. You know. Drinks hand over fist and making out with three girls. Like, it's one extreme or the other.
Yeah.
And he reacts. My God. First season, I thought he was the nice one, but.
I did too. I did too.
Can I ask, I don't know how many times. When this season started, I was thinking, you know what? If Ronnie and Sam get back together again, I'm gonna be killing myself with Paulie D. I can't believe
that
they did.
That's what everyone says. I love it though.
Well, yeah, it makes the show, right?
Absolutely.
But come on, I mean, it's like this scene right here. She's getting mad at him and saying, after all this stuff had gone down, she's saying, "I want to know the name of the girl that you've been calling." This is the same guy that two episodes ago he's in the bar drunk saying to Vinny, "I had sex with four girls in 3 days before we came to Italy."
Right.
The girl's name doesn't matter, dude.
No, they're out of their minds.
I mean, you know.
Did anyone see Ronnie at the VMAs?
Yep. Saw him.
All right. Jess, did you? Did you see her?
I didn't see him.
Yep. Did you see Sammy?
Yep. They were together the entire time.
So what was different about Sammy's face? Uh-oh. Was it makeup?
I actually, and it's funny you say that. I said...
Can we bring up a picture?
Looked amazing last night, as a matter of fact.
She looked different. She did her makeup. Her hair was definitely different.
J-Wow had a different brown of a spray tan.
I'm requesting a photo.
And it was actually brown.
It wasn't orange.
Red.
Yeah.
Or orange. We're going to pull it up?
Hopefully. All
right.
We'll get it in a few minutes.
But I mean, anyway, that was on a... side note. So what, they're not dating now, right? They just were making the appearance.
Well, we don't know.
The show.
We don't know.
I don't know. Because after this episode, he was like, "I'm done. I don't want to be with you." And she's like, "I don't want to be with you either."
Goes and buys flowers.
And
That's true.
And he buys flowers and he's like, "Oh, I just got these for her because I want to sever ties." Like,
and he said, he actually said, "I gave her flowers to move on."
Yes.
What are you guys talking about? You guys give such credit. You, because you're defending your people, and you, I don't know why. But look, the dude said, "I want to be the adult and prove to her with these flowers that she's the asshole."
Yes.
That's what he said.
That's right. And then after
he didn't say, "I want to be polite and move on.
No. He said, afterwards, he said, "But Ed, you're missing my point. I was making the same point as you. You give someone flowers to show what? Something positive. I love you. I'm giving
you're
you
the asshole. Is that I love
roses.
You in Jersey?
Here's
all these roses to move on because I'm moving on. Here's roses.
Well, I was going to get roses for every time I was called an asshole, Jesus Christ, I could open up my own flower store. I mean, that's great.
No, this
I want flowers for being an asshole.
I'm going to pull up a video of Sam from last night at the...
He didn't say that.
Here we go.
Okay.
Botox.
Oh.
Yeah, so, she does look a little...
Well, you know what? It's
face.
Either really, really good makeup or she's so had something done.
So she's so young to have stuff done.
Honey, when Botox freshens you.
It does?
It freezes you to freshen.
Okay. So that's what this is?
She was frowned
up. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I know Botox from a mile away.
Oh.
So that's what it is.
Yeah. Because she always has the wrinkles and the bags under her eyes, and she looks like she's 40.
Yeah.
She looks like a typical Jersey girl that's, 20, 21, and she looks 40.
Well, I think you're right about especially the forehead and the brow.
Oh, yeah, man.
But I'll bet you that, because the makeup, it almost looks like it's Photoshopped or something. But they've got that new spray stuff that they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was looking pretty good. But anyway, yeah, they were together the whole time. But they didn't show any affection or anything. Which means nothing. Who knows?
So no, I bet you. I bet you they're not together. But it's good for it keeps us all hanging in this year. And then obviously next season's already been shot. So it airs
already been shot.
It was New
Jersey. Yeah, they shot it right after. That was the big thing. After they filmed in Italy, they were like, "All right, guess what? Surprise! We're also shooting season four back in Jersey."
But didn't they get kicked out of Italy or something? That was the rumor I heard. I heard that they weren't even allowed to shoot there anymore.
Oh, afterwards?
So then they went back to
the whole country.
The whole country was like, "You guys need to get the hell out of here."
Well, I'm also wondering if the fight was fully staged because last night.
Oh, interesting.
Well, listen, because at the VMAs, Sway was talking to Dina and Vinny.
Yep.
And he said, "So what's going on? You know, we just saw the clip of, you know, the fight going down. Like, what was that like being in the actual house?" And Dina was like, "Oh my God, it was crazy." But then Vinny looked over at him and gave him this face. I was like, "You saw what that was." He was like, "It was just a loud noise, or a loud ruckus."
Well, and he said the funny part was, he goes, "Mike got hurt and knocked out." He goes, "Before the fight even started, there was any fight." So he coming in that.
Yeah,
but.
As far as, you know what I mean? So, I mean, could this be the situation milking out another situation?
So, wait, let me follow you. So he put his head, he head-butted the wall to create a fight for MTV? I'm not following you.
Well, I mean, if we want to go back to it, as far as we were talking with Cameron last week, as far as plotting things. So maybe Ronnie is jumping on the Snooki train. Remember how we said Snooki could have been one time, "Hey, I'm going to hook up with the situation."
Right.
What if this time it was when Ronnie and Mike were outside having that little combo with each other? Ronnie wants some more stage time. Let's stage a fight. How can we do that?
Well,
So this is in your theory.
I think the situation would plan it.
And would he bring Ronnie in on it?
Yeah.
Nah.
The situation is way too conceited and thinks he's way too pretty to be putting his face into anything.
Well, yeah, that's one thing. But don't forget that it didn't make any sense to any of us why Mike chose Ronnie to tell him the secret of him and Snooki, right? That didn't make sense. To me, that was a situation being conniving.
He knew that Ronnie
wasn't going to be able to keep his mouth shut. He knew that. And he knew that then he would have a reason to be upset and feel betrayed. And then, you know, he's building everything that he can.
He's making good television there.
So then he knew that Ronnie wouldn't punch him in the face, though?
No, I think that was a risk.
Because I think if you're that mad at somebody, you're not gonna like run at them and charge them. It's gonna be much more. He was throwing things like, come on. I just think that.
So Jesse, not buying it at all.
No,
you think really WWE?
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I don't even set up, but I do think the first part, Jesse, you were right about where Ronnie didn't really want to hurt him. I mean, come on. If he wanted to hurt him, why did he go and talk to him and lift the couch up and all this show?
I think, you know.
But don't guys do that when they don't want to fight?
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
they do absolutely. All that
In other
stuff.
Words, yeah, all that stuff is just proof that he didn't actually want to fight
him.
I don't know whether or not it was actually, quote, a little stage, but at the end of the day, here's the thing. They're instant kicking for them, especially Ronnie and all that. So at the end of the day, they're not really thinking. So they just react. They're always reacting. And so
booze also plays a huge factor in
booze, other substances, and being cooped up in these places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we more we learn about these reality shows, the more we are at AfterBuzz are involved in the behind the scenes, as you know, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I actually
at least you could escape though. You were at your bar and then you had to go home. But these like shows where they put them in the pressure cooker and they leave them there. As I talked about on other shows, from what I've heard from producers, it's almost textbook. They have it down to like, you know, day three, they're going to react this way. Wow. Week number two, they're going to react this way. Week number three, oh, yeah, this is it. Every single time. It's Stockholm syndrome. Wow. And I see it, you know, when over here, they don't, you know, I was wondering, are they even allowed, if they pick up a girl or a guy, are they allowed to go to that person's apartment or house, or do they have to always bring them back to the headquarters?
I think they would always have to bring them back to headquarters because there could be something in the contract.
That's what I mean. And so again, it just makes more craziness.
Yeah.
So for them, and you know, they're not. We know that at the end of the day, they weren't. They were a group of dysfunctional kids coming into this, and so of course they're not going to be able to hang.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to deal with
this. So you're saying, what are the rules? We don't have any way to know what the rules are, huh?
Well, we could probably find out. But, you know, cool. I know, like, with the the rival shows and the infernos, you know, the real world Roru's challenges. They're very strict. They are just stuck in that house. They give them as much booze as they want, but that's it.
You know, specifically regarding the secret that was revealed with Mike banging his own head, and then to have the entire Jersey Shore cast at the VMAs except Mike Situation. Do we know why he wasn't there? Because to me, it would have been a really serious moment of ridicule for him, because right before the VMAs, they find out that he banged his own head into the wall, and maybe he called in sick.
You know what? I think this is a total guess, but my guess is this: he's the one that has stood out beyond the rest of them. He's made the most money out of all of them. He's the most famous out of all of them. Maybe Snooki's caught him, but for the most part, it's been him. And there's more to talk about by him not showing up. That's why I think it's, again, to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always, wow. Here's how I'm going to stand out. Here's how I'm Situation. I'm GTL. And this is why Ronnie wants to beat my ass. You know?
Why can't he do laundry? He said, I'm not going to be able to GTL for a week. Why? He hit his head. He can't
do laundry. It's the combination. And it doesn't work if it's just laundry. You have to gym and tan. Now listen, I'm so excited to have you here, Rachel.
Well, thank you.
All right, so coming from, as I was saying to Cammie last
trilogy.
Week, so we've got, like, to me, you're like everything. You're a reality star, plus you, like, live the Jersey Shore life, meaning you're a bartender. You're in that, like, awesome party world.
And but, she's from Jersey.
And yeah. So, like, we've got, like, a trifecta with us. This is amazing. So, like, for you, how does gym tan laundry fit into your lifestyle?
Well, when I was in high school, I was a Snooki. I'm not even going to lie.
You were gym tan laundry.
Oh, yeah, man.
But see, you've got, here's the thing. I still see you as a Snooki, except you have a different formula. You're not gym tan laundry.
No, because
I'm
pretty pale.
Tattoos, drinks, and something.
Yeah.
Like, what are your, like, three?
Let's see.
Because you have, like, you're right, you know, like, I'm not casting you. You're an all-star, in my opinion.
Well, I would be TFB.
Uh-oh. What is what?
Tattoo, fights, and booze.
Tattoos, woo! Fights, and booze.
Yeah.
All right.
Bad girls.
Yeah.
TFB.
I want to know what you fight about. What happens to make you want to throw hands with, I'm assuming, a girl. I'm assuming.
Oh, honey. Well, on Saddle Ranch, I got in a fight with a boy. It wasn't my fault, though. I got hit first, but I got up like.
You got
like nobody's business. Yeah. I didn't lay on the ground like Mike
nice.
Did. I tell
good
you,
good Italiano broad.
That's what
I love.
God, so it's a Jersey disease, is what it is.
No, it's just no. This is Guido power, which I love.
Yes,
right there,
yes,
right there, baby,
love it.
So we have to have you back for. I need you on Mob Wives.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Oh my god,
you can really break them down and decipher them.
Oh, honey.
So it's interesting. Like I see you as a and I don't know if anyone's ever put it this way. You're like a suicide girl, Guidette.
Pretty much, yes, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you are. Do they make those? Are you the only one? Or
I think you know. I haven't seen any on the suicide girls, so maybe
suicide
I would be the only one.
I've never seen one before.
I haven't either.
I find this fascinating.
It's a million-dollar idea right
really?
Here.
Would you mind if we studied you further?
Oh, let's do it.
Let's get the professors from the AfterBuzz Labs.
That was episode 5, I believe, of season 2. Ben the professor.
Oh, Ben, that's right. We had a professor on the Jersey Shore. We need to bring him back. He's a scientist. And
Ben's
he was pretty nervous. He held in. He's like, I'm a scientist. I don't really know how to respond to some of the stuff he saw. We need to get him back.
Yeah, we got a special guest. We have yet to. I mean, we've never really defined the Dina chair of the season.
Yeah, you know what? We had a real busy year this year. Maybe for October, we want to have a Dina chair, which we want to rotate in. People in and out, like the way Dina, you know.
Oh.
Actually, it's the Angeline chair, because Angeline comes in and out.
Oh, gosh, yeah. She's just not even talked about anymore, is she?
No.
Nah, she's always in the news.
Is she?
Nah, not really.
Not really.
No.
Speaking of news, you guys like hung up on me last time I called in, because I didn't know Snooki was doing Dance with Stars, or is that bull?
Yes, that is exactly why
well,
we hung
she,
up.
Well, she's no longer doing it. So you're now further behind the eight ball.
And that's okay. You know what? Jesse, you know what? You got booth courage over there still. Look at now my mic's off. Wait, you got booth courage.
I actually just read a tweet from the situation.
Oh God.
Talking about the VMAs. He said all flights were grounded because of the hurricane. Thanks again for always having my back, and for all the haters who are mad at what really happened, keep hating.
Ooh.
Nice.
Who was he tweeting to?
Right?
He was just in general.
Probably his million followers.
Let's at least wrap up. I know we didn't have much structure because we were just completely thrown by this episode. But we know that the situation, whatever, we all have our different opinions on why he went through this. It's not over. You're going to see a lot more drama from him for the right. Because he came into this very, from the first show, he was out of it. He was already burnt out. The first show, his eyes were glazed. So we'll be seeing a lot more fun from him.
Speaking of glazed, Thrill, it's your turn up on the beer pong.
All right.
Yes.
Nice. Where are you going?
I don't know.
Oh, there's beer pong going on out there.
Really? Where?
Well,
I don't know. Can you bring me back a piece of pizza?
I mean,
maybe some room for the lady.
Wait, this was all. Beer. This is like All Star Weekend after.
Beer
would
be good.
Yeah. Beer's great.
All Star. We just had the baddest bad girl, Natalie Nunn, in here. So I mean,
how'd she do?
Hey, I actually got to say this. I have to say
go ahead,
this.
Say it.
I had my thoughts of Natalie. Totally stand up girl from what I've met today.
Right. Oh, well, that's what I hear. All right, but you know what? I don't do. I am watching this season's...
From one hot mess to another. Let's get back to the Jersey Shore.
Yes. Okay, but again, here's where I'm going to defend. You're not going to agree with me, and I can already tell. But, Rager, you might. Speaking of the Bad Girls Club...
Yes.
Okay, and I don't want to... We've already gotten so off subject that I'm sure we're going to get a lot of criticism for this show, like we always do when we go off. But I'm going to pull it back to Jersey Shore. I have been watching Bad Girls, Jess. You know, I want to support you on that. I want to jump in on some of your shows. I am very entertained by it. But the one thing that I see in common with that show and shows like it, and the one thing that, one reason why I feel The Shore stands apart from that show is all those girls are heinous. They're heinous human beings. They're not just like laughable or jerk. You know what I mean? They're not even laughable or vain. Or
agree with you 150%.
Soulless. Whereas I say, like, look at Jenny crying her eyes out.
Wait a minute.
Like,
you're saying they don't have the redeeming qualities that you think all these guys have?
No. And I do believe these kids have, every one of them has a redeeming quality. And some much more than others. And that's why I love these guys. I feel like they're just genuine, you know? And you see Jenny... is all over this episode trying to put out fires and help people. And, you know, Pauly going to the staying 4 hours at the hospital with Sitch.
Well, I will give them one thing. And Rachel, you can attest to this. They definitely seem to have, and it's, you know, they're not related, but they seem to have a culture from being from Jersey that they're kind of brothers and sisters.
No, and Bosco being Guido. Right? So that's how we roll, baby.
Yeah. I'm telling you, with my family, right. You brought somebody home and they're your friend. They're part of the family.
No, you're right. In. That's it. Goes. You're right. In.
And like, yes,
you're in. And by the way, it's just like the mob. You can fight between each other, but that's it. Outside is different. Okay. When it comes to outsiders and civilians, no, you band together.
Absolutely.
Well,
I'm saying, like, when I see these other shows, they're so entertaining because the characters are so depraved. They're so morally bankrupt. They're so empty. They're so... utterly narcissistic that there's nothing there. And it's very entertaining, and I'll give you that. But these kids, I don't feel it with them. I don't feel it with them. That's why I love them. That's why, like, I root for them.
Yeah.
You know? See, I'm so glad I know you were Guido.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really glad. Wow. So I think we'll have to put Cammie on another show. Can I keep Rachel? And you can have Cammie?
I got to stick with my people. I'm family now.
I want to keep Rach.
It's okay because I actually talked to Cammie and I'm going to get take her on another show.
No, she should be on Bad Girls.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
We do have extra space for her as well. But clearly, Rachel, we could take you for Bad Girls.
Listen,
too,
I liked
that booze fight and what was it?
No, I want to be on Bad Girls too. I love Bad Girls. It's just not the show.
Tattoos,
that's all.
It's TFB. Yes. And by the way,
I want to thank our Jersey Shore fans because slowly we are creeping back up in the ratings. We're number two on the network.
Nice.
Yeah,
I love they shuffle themselves around here at AfterBuzz. We always have some sort of hot messery for them to enjoy.
Don't worry. They'll enjoy this one. So we see, it was interesting, at the end of the episode, we see Paulie almost get in a fight with somebody. You know, he's been drinking. I remember season one, Paulie popped somebody. I don't know if you guys remember.
I think I remember that.
He punched someone in the face. Not a fighter. I think Vinny put it best. Not a fighter at all, but just, you know,
he's so funny though.
What did he say? What did he say? White boy drunk. What did he say? He's just
white boy wasted.
White boy wasted. I like that term.
Yes.
White boy wasted.
No, but Paul, you can always count on Paulie to take, it doesn't matter, the most serious situation and make you laugh about it every single time.
He's great, and I think that. And I think as the more I see is Paulie, the more I realize he's the one that's going to have the longest career.
Yep.
Yeah. Of all of them. We've talked about it, Jesse. Not only his trade as a DJ, but his personality. He rolls with this.
Absolutely. And actually, this past weekend I went to Saddle Ranch and I got in a random conversation with somebody about the Jersey Shore and they hated.
What night was Saddle Ranch, by the way?
That was Friday night.
Yeah.
Rach, were you working? Or you were working?
I was working.
Was Cammy working?
I saw both our ladies.
That's awesome.
Actually, I was out with Leroy and Adam from The Real World.
Okay.
But I got in this random conversation with this person who hated the Jersey, like despised. They were talking so much trash about it, I had to interject their conversation. and I got them to not agree with me, but we agreed on one thing, that out of everybody, Pauly D has the most redeeming qualities and will have the furthest career.
Agreed.
So, I agree. Even got a hater to admit to that. So
agreed. So basically, we see it's hard to talk much further about this episode because it's the same stuff with Ronnie and Sammy.
Yeah.
I mean, situation putting his head in the wall. It's another great television moment.
Well,
I mean,
I have one thing to talk to you guys about.
He's taking one more step in his career. Go ahead.
You always talk about J-Wow and her mother, Lee.
Yes.
Thing. I was going to...
You're
going
to hate on it, Jesse?
No.
I'll hate on it.
Stop.
Ed,
Ed, stop. Because
Ed, I'm not worried.
Because Kev always brings this up, and this is not the one time, but I really felt it this episode, and I wanted to talk about it because what did you think her actual feelings were when Sammy kept coming into the room? And I think last week we talked about Sammy wants to be the one to fix Ronnie.
Yeah.
You know, but
I know what her feelings were.
Did you see that?
Yeah, me too.
In J-Wow's face, it was just like, I'm over it. But do you think she has anger towards Sammy anymore? Or you think that came
No, listen, let's put it around the board. I'll end it with my thoughts. Okay. But go ahead, Rach. What do you think?
I think J-Wow has never liked Sammy because I hate to say it, but Sammy knocked her a good one. Last season,
The biggest upset. Ooh, it was the biggest upset in reality fist fights.
Sammy the Sweetheart got a good knocker in that one, and she made her look like a...
Yeah, because you know what? All she had to do was draw to win because she was such an underdog. All she had to do was hang in, and she did.
True.
That's all she had to do. Fight a good fight. That's it. Just hang in with the champ.
You know, and with chicks, it's like, oh, I'm talking to your man, honey. He wants nothing to do with you. Go away. Like, of course, she's probably like, ha, 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 whatever. I don't want him, but he wants to talk to me, not you.
Yep.
Type attitude.
I agree with that.
That's females, especially Jersey females.
So you're saying that it was just really, I remember our battles like they were yesterday, and
absolutely,
this is my chance to take a pop at you.
Jersey girls are grudges.
Even, okay.
Yes.
Ed, what do you think?
Okay. I'll tell you the moment that I learned who J-Wow really was. And it wasn't in this episode. It was in the last one, I think it was. Or maybe the one before last. When she reported to Snooki what Ronnie told Sammy. Remember they had that conversation? They were all eating.
Yeah.
And then Ronnie said, something that Mike told me I don't want to say, but he said it anyway. And then then J-Wow was like, what exactly did he say? And then, you know, and then he goes, he said that she cheated on Gianni with me. Okay, you know, Ronnie said that's what Mike said, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, she goes, and when she tells Snooki, she says this. She goes, Mike is telling everyone what you did. And she said everyone like three times. Everyone. He's telling everyone.
J-Wow.
Yep. Yes. And so that, to me, is when I learned who she is. She's not going to cheat on Roger.
Right.
Okay. And so her role now, the thing that's going to give her the most attention and excitement is going to be right in the middle of all of that drama and orchestrating everything and making things worse where she thinks she can, because she made that much worse when she said that, because that wasn't true. She did not hear that from Ronnie. All she knew was that he told Ronnie, and that was it. For her to go and tell and say that she told he told everyone, that was just inflammatory. And So when I saw her being in the room, she wasn't doing anything good. She was like, "Ron, talk to me. Tell me, what are you talking to him for? Leave him alone. He's mad."
Yeah.
What do you want to talk to? Why do you need to know? What is it that you need to understand that you're asking him right now?
What's the point?
Yeah. She was no reason for her to be in there at all. None.
Okay. Are you done now?
I could be done.
All right. Good.
Get him.
All right. Now, let me just take for the JWoww and Snooki. I don't think she is somebody who thinks that far ahead and plots and plans to create great television. I feel that that's her best friend, and I feel like because she loves Roger and because relationships mean that much to her, she doesn't want to see Snooki blow hers, and she knows that if Mike is telling Ronnie, she knows Mike. That's what he does. He's a Yenta. He's spilling everybody. So that's why I don't think she went to start trouble. I think she legitimately said, "I don't want to see you lose your relationship," because she's to me, she looks like she's a great friend. And Snooki's her best friend, and they share something in common where they have a relationship. So I think that's what went on there. As far as going, as far as laughing,
nice
okay, I'm telling you. And then as far as the I think she's been in the middle of these kind of fights her whole life. I think she's seen a lot of these fights with her friends, and she's probably been the one. If you remember your fights from high school or college, isn't there always the one friend who talks everyone off the roof? You know, is the one. And I think she's been here before. I think, and when she was screaming at her, "Just get out of here," it wasn't yelling at her, threatening her. Like, I've seen that, JWoww. Like, "I'm going to effing kill you." It was just, "Please get out. Get you, do you understand what you're doing? Like, you're pushing this guy's buttons." She was begging, and I really believe she was begging.
She was
get
begging
away, because all you're doing is inciting more trouble. And I think she was being genuine, because I think now, did she enjoy having
there
the power?
There you go. Yes. That was there. 100%. That was there.
Enjoyed it. Enjoyed being having the power. Enjoyed being on the being higher than her.
How much satisfaction did it give JWoww
a lot.
When
lot,
Sammy walks in, and the first thing, as soon as Ron lays eyes on her, he says, "Get the F out of here." You know, doesn't tell Jenny.
She probably did have absolutely. But there was a moment, and I wish I saw, where she said, "Guys, I can't take this in this house anymore." What her voice was cracking, the eyes were watering.
This isn't fun anymore.
You know, I feel like she's got a nice relationship with this guy. You see, I've said it every week. All the girls, but especially her, she's so bored in these clubs. She's over it. She's over it. She's ready to go retire. She's ready to just go be with her guy, and that's it. Maybe be a sex symbol, whatever
she's
going to do.
Because she's got one. If she didn't have him, she'd be doing what she did the last time she was single for a second.
And so wouldn't anyone else if they didn't have anybody. She's at that point where she's making her little nest. She's completely bored out at these clubs. She doesn't want to be there. She wants to be with her guy. And she definitely doesn't want to be in a house with all violence. And, you know, I really believe she was being genuine. She was like, "Please, what did she say? This isn't fun anymore."
Yeah, she said, "And this isn't effing fun anymore."
Exactly. That's what I've said. It's like, these girls are growing up.
Yes.
Right? How old is she, by the way? Mid-20s? Late 20s?
I think she's late 20s.
Late 20s. Yeah, so she's being a girl. She's hitting that age where it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's not fun anymore to you know, so I'm not 20, 21 at a club. And then there's people who, I think like Adina, it's not going to matter what age she is. She's going to, there's those girls like that at 30. We have, I have friends in their 40s who still dance on tables and traveling all over the world.
She's going to be one of those crazy aunts, you know, that's like, come see Auntie Dina, honey. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm.
Like the fun.
I have one
The fun aunt, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. JWoww is actually 24.
24.
She just turned 24.
You know, but actually, but it's 24, but in Jersey years, it's usually, that's 29, 30.
Yeah, I feel that.
By the way, actually, it's not even Jersey, it's City Girls. City Girls are the hottest girls when they're very young. They mature so much faster, but they also age so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of the hard living. So that's why I say that. But I wonder, Jess, do you think there's any built-in protection there? Where she shaves some years off to you know, knowing the whole thing in Hollywood to stay young and all that stuff. Not, and not, which she shouldn't, because for her career, it doesn't matter. But do you think... No, I'm not joking. It doesn't matter because I you know, that's for an actress. It doesn't matter for her. Sure. She's a personality. Fans can age with her. But what? But do you really think she's 24?
I mean, I don't know, because look at it like this. The situation claims he's like 20-something, and...
We know he's 30s, yeah, right?
He's in his 30s.
Yeah.
What?
Pauly D is actually 32 or 33, claims it.
Get out of here.
He admits it. Yes. Yeah, he admits it. So, remember Vinny was antagonizing them the first seasons, saying, oh, I'm never going to be like you, like 30, right. You know, going to clubs, blah, blah, blah. You know, old Vinny, before Vinny went to the dark side.
The dark side, yeah. So I think Snooki's probably the youngest. And the fact that JWoww looks over Snooki and tries to take care of everybody, I don't think she's 24
older.
Yet.
I you think she's older? She's older. Oh,
older,
absolutely.
Right? I agree. I think she is, too. I think she is, too. And Snooki really is the youngest? I thought Dina's the youngest.
Well, I mean, maybe, but in...
I think the runner's
who
up.
Who matters in the Jersey Shore?
All right, Jess, are we even going to do a commercial tonight or not?
I mean, yeah.
All right, do a commercial, and then we'll do predictions.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy... Snooki is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Nice.
This is DJ Pauly D. Being a Guido's a way of life. Yeah. I don't represent all Italians, I represent myself. I started this whole GTL shit. Gym, tan, and laundry. You gotta stay fresh today.
It's time to beat that
beat up. Oh yeah, you can fist bump to this for days.
Yeah, his whole thing was being fresh. Remember, he doesn't talk about being fresh anymore. But that was it. It was always being fresh.
No, he tweets being fresh.
He's still
fresh
about being fresh.
I like him. Yeah. Non-stop. I forget, he has a new term. It's something about fresh. I can look it up on Twitter, but yeah.
I'm kind of with him on staying fresh.
I like the fresh.
Yeah.
Because you see how he takes care of his shoes?
Oh, he's...
Oh, everything. Yeah, everything.
Lines them up. That was the first thing he lined up against the wall when he got to it.
By the way, you know, I've noticed with a lot of these people who are sloppy that, but everything is well put together. Like the shoes, there's not a nick on the shoes. There's not a speck of, not a mark.
Yeah, your room's trashed.
But everything else is...
You have bugs on your floor.
But everything's well put together.
Touch my shoes.
But you know what? I like staying fresh. I don't get people who don't shower.
Ugh,
you know? Yeah. You got to stay fresh.
Well, who's not showering at the Jersey house?
No, they all stay fresh.
I don't know. Dina looks a little dirty.
You know what? Okay. He can look a little slimy.
Well,
yeah,
actually, we know Snooki doesn't. Because if
you
remember,
when
she got out of jail, it was literally a full day after the jail incident, and she made the comment, "Oh my God, there's still sand down there." Do you remember?
Oh right, yes, yeah. You know what you can see? You know what you see with the girls with the hair, not a hair not getting washed. So before we get into predictions, we have you here, Rachel, which I'm just so excited. What a treat. Now, how come I didn't know about this? By the way, I didn't even know there was a show tonight, so I guess.
I just found out when you guys walked in. I was like, hey.
Hey.
Nice. Well, I'm really happy. So what night? So as we said last week, Saddle Ranch is one of the fun premier bars in L.A., which has been around for
11 years.
Which is nuts because, you know, bar life is like 5-6 years. But 11 years to be dominating and probably be at its strongest is crazy.
Yeah.
So what nights are the best nights down there?
Well, if you like to party and be around a lot of people,
I like to party. I'm never able to do it, and I probably don't do it very well. But I always want that. I like it. I want that life.
I've
wanted it forever. No, you say that, but you won't. I've tried to put up money, Ed. I've done everything. I admire these kids. I envy them. Because their lives are amazing. You know how many people I like from you? Like I've just like watched from a distance in awe. I always wish, like, how do I get to know them? Like, how do I become friends with them? How do I have that life?
Friday night at Saddle Ranch.
Hey, I'm telling you, you had a lot of fun.
So I was.
So how many nights a week do you work?
I work 4 nights a week.
And same nights or revolving shifts?
Always same nights.
What are the nights?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Tuesday, uh-oh. Wednesday, Friday,
you know
Saturday.
What that means.
Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So what are we doing on, say, Thursdays?
Thursdays, my Jersey. My Jersey Shore.
Okay, but you're not at another bar.
No.
No, you just stay loyal to the one place.
I'm stuck.
Okay, and then, you know what I also like, too, is all the after parties, right, in the bar world. Doesn't everyone from the staff have parties afterwards?
Yes.
See,
we actually
I just always
do.
Love this world. It's amazing. Ed, I'm telling you. No, because Ed, you've been legit like me, right, your whole life?
Yeah.
Clown. See, why?
See? I'm a loser.
Don't you admire this, though?
I'm a loser.
No, you haven't evolved because you just sit on the sidelines and criticize them. Where I've evolved to a point like, no, they're winning. We're losers. How do we get in?
Okay, well, she said she's going to train us.
Hey, I'll take you both under my wing.
All right. Dun, dun, dun. So let's talk. So the shift ends at 2.
Shift ends at 2.
Then we've got, what is it called? Back work? What's the work that you guys have to do?
Well,
side work?
Not really side work.
No.
That's like during your shift. You got to close the bar, clean,
right.
Money. So by the time I get out of there, it's usually about 3, 3:30.
And then where do we go?
And then after that, you know, I should not say this.
No, but we don't say specifically, but we go to...
But there's a couple...
Of bars that stay open, or clubs. No.
No. Because everywhere closes at 2.
I know, but I thought you guys had the underground, maybe, the hookup.
Hold on, stop interrupting. There's a couple.
There's...
All right, go ahead, go.
Well, what you usually do before your shift, you stop by the liquor store, pack up your trunk.
Right, you're all set. Okay.
And then afterwards, you can go to someone's house... I know actually a couple sheriffs that like to party after hours.
Okay, so you go to, but with the rest of the crew, don't you? Like a
yeah.
lot. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, we'll go to. We'll be like, oh, hey, your house tonight.
After party.
Okay.
After party.
Listen now, are there alliances with other hot bars in, or are they the enemies?
No, I mean I have great friends.
See, that's
that
what I mean. They
bars.
All like have friends
like,
in the circuit too, which is amazing.
Yeah. Like,
right?
We all like to hang out and party, and Sunday fun days is always fun time.
So you don't work on Sunday?
No.
So what's a Sunday fun day? That's a good day.
Sunday fun day, because we have bottomless Bloody Marys and mimosas from, like, morning until 3 p.m.
So at Saddle Ranch.
At Saddle Ranch.
So you partake in that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Go through.
That would be a fun Sunday.
It's amazing.
Football?
Yeah. Okay, so you do that, and then what?
So we do that, then we go home, shower. Take maybe half an hour nap, get dressed, go out.
Okay. And what are some of the bars you guys go to on Sunday nights?
Let's see. I usually go L Bar. L Bar is a lot of fun. Rainbow. Rainbow is one of my favorite bars.
Yeah. Jesse was talking about Rainbow.
Oh, Rainbow. Yeah.
Okay.
A whole nother sense.
Oh, whole nother world
nice.
Over there.
Nice.
Viper Room. Love the Viper Room.
Viper Room, yeah. It's a old standby.
Absolutely.
Yep. On standby. And so how long have you been working there?
I've been working there for 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
Cammie was, think, 3. So are you the longest reigning bartender?
I'm the second.
Wow.
Am I the second?
That's
or
pretty
the
cool.
third? I'm the second or third.
Okay. And when did you move out here?
I moved out here 7 years ago. And it was a whole other culture when I moved out here.
And was it just, I'm going to be a bartender in L.A.?
No, actually... you know, it's the quickest way to get money.
Without, right.
You know, I have morals, so
but
I'm
then,
not going
no, no,
and
but then
off
ne-
the
but then you never get out, right?
Here's the
Once
thing.
Once you get in, you never get out. Isn't it like
bartending
cocktail?
Bartending got me through, yes.
The
it
day,
is a
what
lot
was it, the
like
day,
that
the
movie.
Nights get shorter. I forget, like, his quote, like, but yeah.
Yeah. So bartending put me through college. I finished college, and I was working in the hospital for a little while.
Okay.
And then...
Boring, helping
well,
people.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Who cares?
And then the wonderful state of California, you know, if you get a DUI, they take your medical license.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
Why would you... You didn't get a DUI. Well, they must have framed you. I don't believe
that. They totally
that.
Framed me.
Such a frame up.
Resisting arrest? Lie.
Yeah. Right, total lie. You wouldn't resist.
Total lie.
You wouldn't resist.
Yeah. So, after that...
Unless
you know,
the cop popped off.
He totally did.
Right.
See?
So
yeah.
Okay, so then
gets one to the jaw.
So that's today. When you said, "Okay, I'm gonna."
So then that's when I was like, "Okay, I gotta go back and pay my bills." So I went back and
paid the bills, and that's ever since.
Yeah.
So what I mean, like, how long do you think you can be in the league?
Oh, honey, nobody wants to look at a 50-year-old bartender. I'm almost there. So. No.
Really? Are we in our twilight? Are we ready to retire?
We're going to retire very soon.
How?
It's a, year, it's a Jersey calendar.
I'm going to say about the Jersey calendar.
How much? What's left in the tank?
I'd say about 3 years.
3 years left. Oh, that's good. Left. No, we can still accomplish a ton.
Oh, yeah.
I can be trained in within 3 years. I can be trained.
I can train you in 6 months.
Done.
Try me.
I want to be in that world so bad. And the guys, like the bartenders there, they just win, right?
Yeah.
Come on. They totally win, right?
You know, here's the thing. Like, 21-year-olds are like, oh, free drinks. Who can I talk to? And the guys are like, yeah, I got just some booze. And by that time, they're like, oh, let's go home together.
And they do? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Jess, is this true?
Saddle Ranch boys pull so much tail, it's ridiculous.
I even saw a Tool Academy boy.
Oh, Sean Southern.
I mean, the girls were swooning over him like he was freaking Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he work there?
Yeah.
Yes, he works behind the bar with me.
Winning.
Mm-hmm. Winning.
Yeah.
Man, next life.
Reality TV.
No, I tell you all the time, next life, I'm going to be amazing. I'm going to be amazing. I'm going to do it all right. You know?
I don't know, man. I just heard an offer for 6 months and done.
And we would not last. Our legs would go. We'd buckle.
Oh, no,
I don't
honey.
Think
first your livers. No, first your kidneys, then your livers.
No, she's going to teach us the technique, everything.
I just don't think, Ed, listen, I hear your opinions on this show. I hear how outspoken you are.
Yeah, Ed.
You know, you think too much. You analyze too much.
Too much
you
teen mom.
You have to understand,
too
like,
much
when, too much teen mom. We have coworkers we have to deal with. We're going to have to, like, be cool. We're going to have to fit in. Like, it's not just, come on, will you tell them? I've been studying this for years,
trying to break the code. For you, no, your criticism.
Like, by the way, listen, I've got money.
Ed can pull the ladies.
I can pull this stuff. I mean, really, if I have to pull the ladies.
Ed's Italian.
I'm not saying Ed
can.
Ed's gorgeous. He's like, he's the rock.
Adidas.
It's not. That's was not. I didn't say pull the ladies.
We're talking about the.
No, you've got to like. You've got the. You know, you've got the cool bartender next to you, and they go to their parties, and like we have to like fit in. We've got to like. We have to be shallow. We have to drop off.
I give Ed like 2 weeks.
What?
You know what?
Spread apart from each other. One at
listen,
the
short term. You wouldn't.
No, your criticism I can take. It's fine. You're doing it for the first time. Hold on. But that one, the one in the booth.
Yeah.
No. You know what? I'm done.
I do too many shows with Courtney and Isabel, and they've.
I'm not doing this anymore.
But wait. Let's not make it about that. I'm saying you really think that you could be shallow enough to hang with those guys for more than 2 weekends.
Okay. Now,
wait.
The champ is here. We got rookie Stryer in the building.
I mean, we have to. I guess we should define what we're being trained on.
Yeah, but
well, first and foremost,
some things
Rachel,
I need help
to be
look
okay,
here.
The both of you. Okay.
I'm totally getting tattooed. I'm so excited.
Because some things I need help with, and some things I don't.
You know what mine's going to be? You're going to love this. It's going to be
tribal
like,
band
no,
on your butt.
No, insert black penis here with an arrow.
You
right
can kiss my ass.
Right
no, don't do that.
No, my tramp stamp. No. I like that one.
Maybe you need more than 6 months.
No, either that or the Star Trek symbol on my chest. But the thing is, listen,
I'm saying. I'm not going to miss.
Listen,
this is
Ed,
Jersey Shore.
What's going on?
No, one special segment, Roxy. For those of you just started tuning in, or if you're listening, download us. You're listening, Roxy Rookie Stryer, our regular here late. Why? You didn't know about the show?
No, here right on time for when I
thought we were taping.
I guess I'm late.
Yeah. I guess you are too,
no,
but it's good
early.
To have you here. Okay, so listen.
I was drinking. Hammer,
so,
sorry.
Now, remember we had Cammie from Saddle Ranch? Now we have Rachel.
Oh, hi, hello.
How are you?
Roxy,
okay.
Nice to meet you.
So she's Guidette, too. So
name.
It's like.
I have it written down as Rachel All Day Lay.
Oh, I love that. All Day Lay.
All Day Lay.
There we go.
So she's given us a lot of insight, and we're going to get her back here more. But now in our special segment. I'm talking about like the lifestyle that you live, but you're young, Roxy's 20 years old, so it's like it's any
yeah,
you know
day
everyone,
drinker,
no, right? Everyone at that age can do it, but when but when you evolve and like she bartends at the premier bar, and like the other people that bartend there, they like live this amazing lifestyle, like the Jersey Shore people that are into their 20s and arguably some of them into their 30s, are living this amazing life. And I was telling Ed, for years, I've been trying to crack the code to get into that life. Never was able to do it for years.
Dude, she's got the code.
I
We're
know,
in.
But it's Ed.
You're a party girl?
I'm smart enough to know.
Oh, honey,
Rage,
I've been partying a lot longer than they've
she's
been.
She's a pro.
Rage, my legs will buckle. I'll admit it. His legs will buckle.
No, honey.
There's no way he's going to make it. They're not going to want to talk
Yours
to us.
Yours can buckle. He can carry you. Same goes for you.
Yeah.
See?
What do we got? Okay. Can we? We'll get some of these guy bartenders in here. Like,
can this be a reality
show? You and I going to talk to him about computers? What are we going
to
talk to him about, Ed?
Look, we're going to do what we do. We're going to go in.
What?
Hey, they can film
it. I'm going to talk to him about brand marketing and awareness. What are we going to talk?
You're going to, you know what? You make conversation with him. Do the same thing.
I'm going to talk about the three-act structure of a screenplay. What are these guys going to want to talk to him about?
What do they talk about?
What? Stocks? Real estate?
No, literally.
No, real estate. Don't want to talk real estate with me.
Literally, all they talk about is girls.
Ask Catherine Grass.
Nonstop. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean,
girls and money. That's all you hear.
Yeah.
Literally, you
like
watch the, you watch the bull and the girls.
And what?
Being
no, Jesse,
over.
Give me an example.
All
right. So your name is going to be. Come up with who's one of the bartenders down there is a fun name? Like, right? They're all like, there's no Joes down there, right? There's no Franks. It's just all like,
well, no.
Right?
I mean,
what's
cool
is it all like,
name?
Is it all
Sean
like,
and Dawn and
is
like,
it all like,
wait,
really,
who's who runs the bull? Because he was a champ. He was a champ Friday night.
It depends on what, it depends on the day.
He wasn't on the show. I talked to him after that, but literally he had it down to his science. The girl comes and he pulls her up on the puts her up on the bull. He does three pulls to the right with the joystick, and then all of a sudden he flips it forward, and the girl goes head first over the bull, and then he pops the bull, and literally her ass is shaking up and down like it's a 1991 booty shaking video.
Welcome,
every
to Saddle
single
Ranch.
Girl.
Okay, but no. he's just doing a job. I'm talking about having to interact with these people, Jesse. Give me, like, so, I don't know, Atlas, one of the guys, like, who works there. Like,
that's his name, Atlas.
Atlas, right? Like, what are you and I going to talk to Atlas about?
I get
about?
It. No, we would say, right, did you see Atlas. The ass on the third girl? You know, we would talk about the girls
that are
there. And
you would be able to do that for 6 months?
Come on. Get my eyes closed.
See, do you know what, though? This is why he wouldn't make it.
Look, I mean, honestly, as many asses
no, I would make it longer than you because I'd fight a smart fight. Like, I'd go in prepared. I know.
Nah, you heard
you know what
she
I
said?
Would do? I would be so sedated and medicated.
Look, you That's drink in the morning and then you nap. That's what I would do. I would nap and come rally back. That's what I would do.
What you got to do?
I'll nap and rally.
Nap and rally. Yeah, I could nap and rally, but I'm saying,
you
what do we
get
do,
fresh
I
after
still,
the nap?
I don't think you're hearing me. About what the heck you're going to talk to these people about.
No,
like, I told Jesse, you see, the only time I can do it is when I'm drunk. Right? You saw
Done.
Me up at Malibu.
Solution.
And it was
hey,
just with
I'm
all
the supplier.
Of, right?
What? I got the booze. I'm the
Wait,
supplier
well,
here.
And
it's
not
fine.
Only that,
I think she's offering
many,
a discount.
There's right. so many things to interact with at Saddle Ranch that, I mean, these people had, it was literally a bong of beer. I've never seen this in my life.
I'm going to start you out with that and a couple shots of tequila.
You put that on your All table, right. they'll literally, these girls flock to these
I
guys.
Still say that's only half of it.
Well, that is half of
the
it.
The partying's only half of it. The other half is like is interacting with these people. That's what's just going to be.
And that's the part you're saying you're missing?
That's going to be the most difficult, Roxy. To interact with these people.
You can interact with them. You're not giving yourself enough credit.
What the heck are we
going to
talk to these people about?
Yeah, everything?
Dude, no, these guys, I could handle the show because you know what? I'd be like, okay, guys, bring it in. All right, you need to meet with Noxzema. You need to, I'd dial it all in. I'd have them go.
You
have tons to talk about. What am I going to talk to about?
You're going to brand market.
Yeah, I would. We'd work it. We would work it. I'd get these kids more. Believe me.
Kim, you have.
I'd add zeros.
Yeah, you have the social magic wand, dude. You have the magic. You know what that thing is? You're not available.
You know Maria Menounos?
Yeah, you're not.
That would be my
thing. That's what I'm saying. You're not available. That means that you can run everything.
Ed, you're so idealistic.
I'm telling
you. That's why you're going to be no match for these people. Oh, we're going to get killed. We're going
to
get killed.
Hey, I'm willing to give it a try.
Oh, man. And by the way, no, so where do people all live in the vicinity of Hollywood as well? That's another thing. No one's going to the Valley, right?
No, yeah. Oh, Valley's just way
yeah,
too.
Just,
Well, it's like, it's far.
I'm up in the
and
valley.
With all the drinking and the partying, like, who the hell wants to drive anywhere?
Accident waiting to happen.
I'm telling you.
All right, so,
been there, done that a few
and
times.
And listen, this is one thing I've always said, is I've always wanted to buy the, I've always wanted to get a place down in Hollywood just to have.
Hey, I got a nice loft in NoHo.
Right, do a, wait, NoHo. Is it North Hollywood? Oh, wait, so you are in the valley.
Kind of.
Oh, wait a second. Interesting. We're poking holes. You know what?
I just moved.
You are moving toward retirement. I'm getting nervous.
I know.
No, we got 3 years left.
3 years.
And NoHo, no, but NoHo is cool. And by the way, you can get over the hill pretty, you're right? It's pretty fast. Get.
Wait, what happens in 3 years? What?
Retiring from the bar scene.
Yeah, honey.
Doesn't want to be the 50-year-old barmaid.
15 years.
Yeah.
Almost 16.
Wow.
Look that by the raspy voice.
Look at you. Nice, though. Nice. Hey. Yeah. You know, everyone, all the girls on that last week, Cammy, Chris, all with the raspy voice, just all overserved alcohol.
Yeah.
And I have so nothing but admiration. As time goes on, please, we'll get more. I'd love to, if you would, I'd love you to take me along a little bit in the journey.
I'm so game for that.
A long time. You know,
I would love that.
Yeah. Well, we all went on spring break last year.
Oh my gosh!
We took the small AfterBuzz contingency.
We were supposed to go to the shore this year. This August.
I know,
August.
And then I got a little busy. I got a little busy paying bills.
The shore will always be
all
there.
Of a sudden AfterBuzz took off in a way we never expected.
We got too big for our own good. But we were gonna broadcast live from the T-shirt store.
Yes,
that was the plan, yes. And we had sponsors and everything. And then
we were gonna go to Karma.
The whole thing. The whole thing.
We had
Jim
Tin
Laundry only, and no one was going to have a phone, just the duck.
Awesome. I love
next
that.
Next summer.
Yeah, maybe we will. Maybe we will. Next. Hopefully the show will still
what
be
is
around.
This maybe?
Oh, well.
Well, hopefully the show will still be around.
Of course it will.
Right. Well, they got three, Jesse, you said, right?
Three. Well, two or three more seasons.
Did you guys do news and gossip yet?
No, Phil, we don't have news and gossip like this.
Yeah, you were beer ponging.
We're kind of a shit show. Wait, do you have news and gossip?
Well, here's one of them.
What do you mean one of them? Phil, do you have news and gossip or no?
Roxy's got my news and gossip lined up there.
Can you pass it over, Rox, to him?
Oh, yeah.
But here, one of the things
Well, wait, can we do the news cue? Do we have to always be shit bags? Come on.
All right, so
I work my hardest not to be a shitbag most of the time. Yeah.
According to the castmates, they would love to do a show in Australia for season 6, and it looks like we might be able to get that.
You know what? All right, go around the table, Roxy, them in Australia. What do you think?
I don't even understand where that came from. Why Australia? Do we have anything on that background? I think it's just like America, but it's not as funny as in Italy.
Okay, go.
I need your opinion.
Honey, everybody in Australia, all Aussies know how to party. They drink, they fight, they are all buff.
Like, so why are they choosing like Ireland?
It's not as fun.
Oh, you see, Roxy, you know. Come on.
You're
a Guido. We hate the Irasians.
That's true.
That'll be amazing. Oh, my God. Yeah, there'll be so many brawls.
We need one more season. We don't want them killed.
You got to go to... Yeah, you're right.
No, they're not security. Like,
you're right, Roxy. That's the call. Ireland.
All
right,
Ed.
Come on, Ed. Give us the wrong opinion.
Wrong opinion about everything I've been saying so
Australian.
Far. Okay, so as far as them in Australia, I think they're just trying to get a free trip to places people want to vacation. That's all.
Actually, Ed, I agree with you. How about that?
That's what I
think. And by the way,
they didn't ask JWoww because she wants to stay home with Roger.
Oh, goodness. Will you stop? Now, Jesse, I'm going to the booth
She's
on this one.
Motherly.
Do you remember Real World Australia? Okay, I do. And I'll tell you. It actually, the cast was decent, and some decent things happened between them on the cast, but kind of a boring environment for them, for Real World.
I know.
Sometimes when these shows, like when Real World went to Paris, you know, the other cultures just were just kind of didn't want to really interact with them, and it really made it boring. Jersey Shore, though, man, has just proven to be such a, you know, bigger than the Real World, so huge that... Yeah. You know, maybe they would in Australia because the Aussies like to party and like to fight and all that. But I can't get over Ireland. Oh, my God.
That would be brutal.
Genius. It is genius. All right, Phil, what else we got?
All right. Pauly D is upset very much so that the Hollywood Walk of Fame does not allow reality stars to have a star.
Oh, come on.
You know what? Wait. All right. Now, come on. Roxy, go ahead.
Sorry, the dress caught me off guard. I completely forgot.
She's watching the feed from Dina at the...
Honey, like a Jersey Shore Rainbow Bright
version.
Rainbow
Bright, that's...
Stands out, though.
That was a good call.
Going to get photographed. Sorry, guys, got to give you the flip side. Okay. All right, Roxy, come on. What do you think?
I've totally lost my train of thought. One more time. Tell me what's going
Pauly
on.
Paulie D's upset that he can't have a...
Right. What a piece of crap. You've already got this huge career. You're, what are you, between, like, Marlon Brando and Meryl Streep on there? Like, what's going to... Pauly D.
All right, Rachel, come on.
DJ Pauly D.
Rachel, now, by the way, you're a reality star, too, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and being a reality, that's a joke, Pauly. Go DJ somewhere and shut up and stop crying. God.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
What, as far as the star goes?
Yeah, what do you think?
I agree with the ladies.
You agree with the ladies?
Yeah, forget about
it. All right, Phil?
I'm going to side with the ladies and Ed.
All right, here I go.
Okay, so give us the flip side.
Here I go. I'm not giving the flip side. I'm going to give you guys the reality. When you have these personalities that are getting 9 million, 10 million viewers a week on cable, that are taking a network that has been doomed for a decade, that used to be, literally could do whatever they wanted on that network. I mean, MTV, I had seen MTV make, when I worked there, make Mick Jagger frightened, make some of the biggest producers in Hollywood, legends, scared. And to see how they crumbled and to see what this show has done for them, and not just this show, but these other reality shows, it's one of the things that the actors hate. But the actors are kind of getting their due. The actors, for years, have had a free ride. And now they've got competition. And what I say is, like, you know what? Make me more Breaking Bads. And make me more Modern Families. And you'll have more shows. But you know what? But until then, if you're going to turn out crap, which you have, you know what? I'd rather watch The Kids from the Jersey Shore. I'd rather watch The Oxygen Club or whatever, The Bad Girls Club. And you know, most of these people they're not getting a million an episode like the cast of Friends. They're not getting 2 million. They're not whatever Cush Ashton's going to get, a million and a half an episode. They're not getting that. They're getting $100,000 an episode, maybe the Jersey Shore, but they're the premiere. And they're being shamed and torn apart for that. But what no one's realizing is the numbers, the money they're making MTV. Why is it not right of them? Why is it okay for an actor to get that kind of money when they're getting the numbers?
Okay.
No, and they're getting the sponsor dollars. They're getting the same thing.
Here's my question to you: when Pauly D's situation, when they wake up, are they going to work?
Mm-hmm. Those guys are, and that's why those guys have evolved, and that's why they keep going. Yeah, the lower tier, of course they work at it. That's why Paulie's going to keep going. That's why situation's gone this far. Now, will he go any further? No, but is that to say, like, look at how many stars from sitcoms you never see again? Like, you know, they get their break, they make their run, you never see them again. That's not fair. And by the way, just against your point, that Boulevard is filled with more frauds. You can buy your star. Mm-hmm. That's why it's such a joke. If you guys, if we ever like took, what we'll do one night is we'll get really drunk at the Saddle Ranch and then we'll walk down Hollywood Boulevard and I will show you. So first of all, you won't know the names, but if we look up the names, you'll be stunned and so underwhelmed at like the accomplishments of these people and what they've done. And it's mainly that they purchased their star. So I say, like, yeah, of course, Marlon Brando, there's no comparison, but Ryan Seacrest has a star down there. These guys,
that's
you
the
know
hardest
what?
Working man and, in Hollywood.
He is, but he doesn't. Whoa. But he doesn't get. He so does Ryan have 30 million people watching him on Idol because of Ryan, or because of Idol? I'm tuning into the Jersey Shore for these kids.
So you think that every single one of them should have a star, or do
I'm
you think
sa- no? I'm saying I'm not saying any of them. Necessarily, these guys deserve it. I'm saying for Hollywood to give a blanket statement that reality stars do not deserve a star is so unfair because reality stars are making so much money.
So how do you pick and choose? How do you say this person?
Well, here's how it goes. This is why it's a scam. Rocks, you just pay. You buy one. You have a committee or somebody like nominates you and then writes the check. So for them to say reality stars, that's ridiculous. It's not right. All right, what's the next one?
All right, well, speaking of how... Obviously, the situation was not at the VMAs. The reason why the rest of the cast were apparently at the VMAs was because they took a private jet. Pauly D said, the storm was no joke. Snooki tweeted on Friday, I hope our shore house doesn't blow away. Which I haven't gotten the report on whether or not it has.
Well, the shore had to be evacuated. My family members were on the shore, and they sat in 12 hours of traffic to make it back to Essex County in West Caldwell, New Jersey, because... every single person picked up to leave at the same time. And it wasn't quite the hurricane we were expecting.
No, not at all.
Nope.
And I think everybody's so freaked out about what happened to Katrina, whatever, that, not, sorry, not whatever, that was
right.
serious. That everybody made such
I knew
a big
it was
going
to be a flop. I predicted it.
Yeah, so they closed down subways, they closed down airlines. Was necessary? Not exactly, but I understand why.
I think we can expect that type of overcautiousness for a long time.
Right,
definitely. 100%.
All right, well, JWoww denied plastic surgery. She said, I lost 15 pounds and my cheeks have become more defined.
Laughing.
I highlighted my cheeks instead of putting bronzer on them.
Interesting. She has lost weight.
And what
and I do
her
see
lips.
It in her face.
So what about the lips? What does she claim happened there?
Would that be considered cosmetic surgery?
There going like this?
But wait, do you consider Botox and like in lip
Botox,
injections
right?
surgery?
I think it's still freshening up.
Cosmetic surgery.
I mean, yeah.
It's cosmetic modification.
It's not like you can just go to the store and be like, oh, here you go. Like,
I love my Jenny.
Yeah.
What else, Phil?
And that is actually all the AfterBuzz TV news and gossip for the week of August 29th, 2011.
All right, Jesse, take us into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Also, another little news and gossip. They played this episode before the VMAs last night to get VMAs rating boost. Last night, VMAs hit the highest
ever
episode
now,
of anything, beating any show ever played.
So now these kids have not only monetized their show in that hour for the network, now they've monetized
the music awards.
Not just, you know, I mean, so I think these guys, they deserve everything they get, to be honest. They do. And I don't think they get paid enough.
Are you
going to
buy
their
stars?
I would. But they won't sell them. That's the problem. But I think Situation deserves one. If you saw some of the names there, but that's a whole other argument. I see more bitter actors and actresses out there talking about reality. I'm like, well, you know what? If Ed, we do Breaking Bad. We love that show, right? If you had Breaking Bad and Boardwalk Empire, and that's all, and Modern Family, and you had more shows like that, maybe I wouldn't tune into reality. But
I admit that last night. Right before the VMAs, when Jersey Shore was on, it came on the same time as Breaking Bad. And I didn't want to be behind the rest of the world and not know what happened with the fight. So I TiVo'd Breaking Bad and I watched Jersey Shore.
Wow.
Well, there you go. Okay. See?
I was like, I didn't want the time.
Took a lot of courage to admit that.
I'm just saying.
Now, I'm going to tell you the flip side. You know how much I love this show. Yeah. I just adore the show. I actually did watch Breaking Bad. So I had to. Sorry. I mean, I was in post on the film, but Phil, I made sure that when I went home tonight, I watched Breaking Bad.
Disappointed. Yeah. Disappointed in you.
It's Breaking Bad, rocks. Breaking Bad. We After Buzz is Breaking Bad.
We are. That's
our whole business
story of
model.
Our lives.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Predictions for next week. I didn't see the.
They didn't have previews, I don't think.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Nothing? Jesse?
We don't get anything till next Thursday.
Okay. So Thursday, are we having a new show? Are they skipping next Thursday?
They're skipping this Thursday.
They're skipping Thursday. Okay.
I believe so. Yeah.
Wow. So we're at a loss.
Yeah, for a week and a half almost.
Wow.
That's fun.
So.
All right then.
Well.
Oh my God.
Well, we can guess, right? More Sammy and Ronnie drama. Although, they might take a powder and they might go to Julio and Julio. Johnny, with
Gianni's name? Coming soon.
Julio, I can't wait until.
Johnny
isn't
and
Hannah supposed to be coming?
I was just going
to
say,
Hannah, where are you at, honey? You got to see this one.
And are Mike and Ron done fighting, or are we going to see more of that, Sitch and Ron?
Come on, Rocks, really? That's a question?
No, I'm serious, because they were laughing their asses off.
Yeah, I think we're done.
I
don't think they'll get physical.
Yeah, we're done.
I don't think they'll get physical again.
I think we're done. Yeah. For at least for this season,
because they're not going to do it for real. So they're just
down the Jersey Shore. They'll roll around again. But no, I think they're done now. I think they're all right. Rachel, are you going to come back with us next week?
Absolutely.
Please? So you have Thursdays off? Yeah, we're going to need you.
Thursdays is my day with you.
All right,
nice.
I like that. We need the work. Yes. All right, so we'll all work on it together. Everyone, thank you very much, and I guess we'll see you next week. Oh,
good.
We're going out this way.
And keep checking us out at ustream.tv/AfterBuzzTV for all your live viewing. For your downloads, go to iTunes, the iTunes store, and just search AfterBuzz or Jersey Shore AfterBuzz. It's easier if you just put in the word AfterBuzz. Way easier to find.
Or AfterBuzz TV,
yes.
Right? And then aren't we, don't we do that thing, Stitcher?
And yes, if you have a smartphone, whether it's a BlackBerry, iPhone, or Android, download the Stitcher app, and it's like a radio. It's like Pandora, except for podcasting. It's great. Right.
Awesome.
And, yeah. Anyone else that got special plugins, Ed?
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm done with DJ Jesse. I'm over it. I'm done. My mic's off.
Right. See you at the Saddle Ranch. So wait, do we do a buzz you later, bitches, or no?
Yeah, right after the outro.
How's that going?
How much are you drinking?
We add bitches?
I didn't even drink tonight.
Kevin, we gotta do that.
We'll buzz them in a second.
All right, okay.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
Bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.